came in this morning looking proud. And he sat us all down and he said, listen, guys. And he doesn't often come with ideas. And he said, let me tell you this. I have got a great story about Spanish tennis player David Ferrer. Except he called him David Ferreira, getting David Wayne Ferreira, the South African tennis player, and David Ferrer, and that Spanish fullback, all slightly muddled up into one.
No, I think I got him mixed up with Dave Ferrer, the sports.
Oh, yes. Center. Yes, okay. Well, interestingly. Now,
anyway, sorry.
Now is Barry's time to shine with the David Ferrer anecdote. And I'll be honest, the bar is not high for David Ferrer anecdotes in my world. I don't know about everyone else. But
first of all, can I explain actually what happened?
Tell us what happened,
the
Barry.
No,
well, you say the truth. One man's truth is another man's lie.
We were sitting around before the show and you said we might have space to fill.
Yeah.
Do you have any interesting anecdotes?
Mm.
And I said no.
Yes, you did.
And then I thought for a while and went, actually, I have a reasonably amusing David Ferrer anecdote. And you went, who's David Ferrer? And I said, the Spanish tennis player. And we took it from there. And now you've built up the listeners' expectations. It's not that good an anecdote.
Do we have any like really like big music, you know, sort of pomp and circumstance? Do we have any of that, some sort of big, you know, like The Planets or, you know, 2001 A Space Odyssey, something like that that'll just be so, you know, because it needs, the point is if you've got a good story, there's no point just selling it so short, is it?
It deserves
the kind of build-up, and because that's what it merits. Barry, you're a raconteur. You used to be a stand-up comedian. You used to have audiences in the palm of your
hand. And the reason I'm not anymore is because I wasn't a very good one.
Do you know what? Somebody said to me, why does Barry support Sunderland? And I was like, I should know that. And I literally, you might have told me and I've paid no attention because I'm not ever really listening to you. But can you just remind me?
Because my dad supports Sunderland.
Okay. But he's not from Sunderland.
No. He supports Sunderland because Charlie Hurley used to play for them, famous Irish international.
Okay.
Their training centre is...
Okay, all right. I'm glad.
Anyway, David Ferrer.
Is why you support Sunderland more or less interesting than your David Ferrer anecdote?
I would say it's about the same.
Okay, right. If you have any music, just bring it in whenever you like.
Right.
Where are we?
We're at Wimbledon.
Ah, we're at Wimbledon.
Last Thursday.
Ah, the strawberries and cream, the Pimms.
Yeah.
The very middle-class people in the crowd who laugh at literally anything that happens that isn't a tennis shot.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
And David Ferrer has just won.
Ferrer.
Mm. Sorry.
Mm, okay.
David Ferrer
has
just won, courtesy of the withdrawal through injury of his opponent after just three games.
8:10:89 on the text if you're currently enjoying Barry's David Ferrer anecdote. Okay.
So he comes in, you know, hardly broken sweat.
Okay.
But
how quickly?
This is about 20 minutes after he's come off court.
Okay, right.
So he's still sweating. A few beads of sweat. It's a very hot day.
Okay, a sweating David
Ferrer.
He's
a very handsome man.
Is he?
He's a very handsome man.
And better looking or not Fernando Llorente?
I would say in a handsome off.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's, I'd go Ferrer. Ferrer, even. I digress.
I've Google imaged him. Wow, that guy.
He is handsome.
Yeah,
he also had the biggest watch I've ever seen. It was like a grandfather clock on his wrist.
Is that the story?
No.
Okay, right. Okay.
So he comes in, and after the players are finished, they come in and they do interviews, you know, press conferences.
And Llorente could be brothers. Look at them. They look quite... They've got a similar look about them, haven't they?
You're ruining my anecdote.
Okay, anyway, carry on.
So it's announced in the media centre David Ferrer is doing an interview. So I'd been instructed to go to a few press conferences.
Tell me more, Barry.
Yeah.
I'm hooked.
And so I went, and I was late.
Okay.
So he's in this little room because he's not huge superstar.
Okay.
He wasn't in the main press conference room. He's just in a little room around a little table, like a tiny little kitchen table.
Oh, that's nice.
And there's five or six journalists sitting around the table with him. Mm. They've all got their tape machines or their phones out in front of them.
Gaz asking. Says, so glad for this story by Barry Glendinning. It's my afternoon nap time. Carry on.
It's like Jack and Nori, isn't it?
It's good, yeah. So there we are, David Ferrer, sweating slightly.
Yeah.
Barry there,
big
phones
watch,
out.
Yo, his
huge
arm,
watch.
His arm weighed down by this enormous clock on his wrist.
Here's an anonymous text. The BBC are looking for a great storyteller for Jack and Nori. Big Baz is now the new 7-4 favourite to land lump on.
Yeah. So I go in, sort of apologise for being late and just turn on my dictaphone and put it on the table in front of David and take a seat. And then it quickly becomes apparent that the entire press conference is being conducted in Spanish. So David Ferrer sort of glances at me and accepts my apology for being late. And then he's I interrupted him mid-flow, so it's like... I don't speak a word of Spanish.
Get away! I don't believe you.
And then, you know, his next...
Do you not even do, like, esta es posible ketchup, you know, one of those?
I know the Spanish for oi, Manuel, egg and chips.
Okay.
You know.
Good for you.
Which is to just shout oi, Manuel, egg and chips really, really loudly over and over again.
You're the personification of Brexit Britain.
Yes.
Right there. Okay, so he's in Spanish.
Yes.
This is good.
So then the questions are coming thick and fast and he's answering and... and I go, I'm wasting my time here because I don't know what... This could have been sensational stuff.
Chris in Swansea, I need to get out and do a delivery, but I can't leave my van until this story is finished.
But this is a bit like my meatball. There's no real punchline. It just meanders.
So Marbles, Barry's tennis story is magnificent. When does the spin-off film or merchandise come out? Excellent stereotype Spanish accent.
So, I'm sitting there going, there's
Josh
really...
Josh says, as Barry tells his David Ferrer tale, I'm listening to O Fortuna by Carl Orff in my head. You know, Old Spice. Da, 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 da. Here's a text. I'm a 14-year-old listening to your show for the first time. I'm very confused. Carry on, Barry.
So they're all fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-ing away in Spanish. And it's clear that all the journalists know each other.
Right.
And they all know David Ferrer. And he knows them.
Yeah.
And no one knows who I am. And because I'm sitting there looking confused, they all start, like, glancing my way, going, who is this interloper, this
but surely, surely they're just going, fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa, fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa.
Yeah. Well, that too.
How did you know they were saying, who is this? They might have been saying, wow, that's a dishy guy. You don't
it's
know.
It's possible. It could have been, is that Barry Glendinning off the radio?
Mm.
What does the show with Max Rushton?
Pete anyway. Thompson, my frozen food shop is melting in the car. Hurry up!
So, I'm thinking I should really get up and leave because this is
you're
a
not wanted there, are you?
Time. I'm really. I can tell I'm not wanted there. But because I'd arrived late, I thought it would be really rude to pick up my table and bugger off early. So I just sit there.
Mitchell says, why does Barry's Spanish impression sound like a helicopter? It's a good question. He didn't rehearse. You wouldn't believe this. This is an unrehearsed anecdote. We normally meet 3 hours before the show and do the whole show word for word and then do it. That's why it's so slick. Come on there.
So... Yeah, so
it's about 40 degrees in my car, but I can't leave, glued to the radio.
So
it's from Luke in Sale.
I'm wishing I could leave, but I can't because it would be rude because I'd already arrived
Mark
late.
Mark Toogood says, I don't know if it's still Sunday anymore. Zoe, what am I going to do for the next 3 weeks without Barry's stories? Carry on. My God, here's a text. My God, is there a long version? Pete, this story deserves a BAFTA. Dale, great story, better. Barry, better than the meatball marinara one.
It's time Stuart, for the news, isn't it?
My 10-mile run starts in 2 minutes. Please get him to hurry up. Neil says, my girlfriend is listening to me and to this as I wash up. It's not a proud moment for me right now, Barry. Carry on.
So I'm wondering how long this Oh, God. I'm wondering how long is this press con-? Is it ever going to end?
Right. People are thinking the same about this anecdote.
Maybe I should finish it after the news.
No, 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 come on.
Right. So eventually, the fa-faing stops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think, can I get up and leave? Mm-hmm. And David Ferrer turns and looks at me and asks me a question. I have no idea what he's just asked me.
Chris is still in Swansea. Come on!
So I just picked up my dictaphone and ran out of the room. And hopefully I will never bump into David Ferrer again.
Is that it?
That's it.
Pete says, can we start again? I'm lost.